lot, haven't we, about new technology to help people with diabetes just recently?
Yes, we have. I mean, in the last couple of weeks, we heard about the insulin pumps that are going to eliminate the need for injections for some people with diabetes. Now we have this new development, which is basically a bit of computer technology, a computer software that allows diabetics to take their blood sugar readings and then send them straight to their doctors via a laptop. And it's being trialled at the Royal Bournemouth Hospital. I went along to meet one of the patients on that trial.
Neil Hunter is a diabetic and checks his blood sugar levels three times a day. But keeping track of the results isn't always easy. Now he downloads them straight to the clinic.
This shows Neil's blood sugars over the past month. Now, they should be between 4 and 7. But as you can see, some are well above and some are well below. And those are the ones that are interesting Neil and his doctors.
Unless you're keeping a journal or keeping everything written on written record, you're not going to remember every day what your blood sugar level was at certain times of the day. So in that respect, then, yes, it's a very useful tool.
It was especially useful last year when Neil rode across the Atlantic. From hundreds of miles away, medics were able to monitor him and regulate his condition. Now the equipment's being used by patients here in Bournemouth.
It can definitely be expanded and used with a lot more patients. We also get a lot of patients coming to Bournemouth outside the area, so it's very useful for them to save a long trip down to Bournemouth.
Neil's still rowing, and although it's not the Atlantic, his ocean trial could soon benefit many other patients with diabetes.
So, David, how many people on the trial?
Well, not many at the moment, just about 17. But, you know, although the number's small, there is a big potential for this. I have to say it's not available on the NHS yet. If patients want to use it, they have to pay £10 a month. But the NHS is very interested in this sort of remote monitoring. And I think if it can be proved to help people manage their conditions and maybe reduce the number of visits to clinics, then it's probably got a future.
David, thank you very much.